like home. You feel like, you feel like home. You kiss me out in the snow. You don't need no mistletoe. You feel like, oh, you feel like, ooh, maybe we should hang some lights, ooh, talk about the birth of Christ, ooh, or we could just get along, write a little Christmas song, ooh, cousins come from Toronto, ooh, has anyone seen Grandpa Joe, ooh, I ate all the baked brie, well, you set up the Christmas tree, you feel like, you feel like home. You kiss me out in the snow. You don't need no mistletoe. You feel like, oh, you feel like home. You feel like, you feel like home. You kiss me out in the snow. You don't need no mistletoe. You feel like, oh, you feel like. The girls get home this time next week. I bought them gifts, it wasn't cheap. I always preferred Halloween. I work the bar this Christmas Eve. I have a million reasons why I should hate this season. You got me to believe it, left me with this funny feeling. You feel like, you feel like home. You feel like, you feel like home. You feel like, you feel like home. You feel like, oh, you feel like home. You feel like, you feel like home. You feel like, you feel like home. You feel like home. You feel like, oh, you feel like home.
Hey, what's up? This is Dupel. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of rock and roll radio, blasting on the stereo. This is the one, so come on, fun somewhere, fun school. And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, we're Girl Dad, and you listen to CF.
R.C. 101.9 FM.
That was Tiny Horse coming in to sing us something off of their Tiny Horse Christmas album.
I feel so lucky to be here sometimes.
It's like we don't even need to go to stages on Sunday and see them there.
Okay, you don't need to go to stages on Sunday. I need to go to stages on Sunday. But yes, I will put up some footage for you. You're heading home soon.
Right? I am, yeah. You definitely need to go to stages and report back, because that sounds like just a wild, crazy
No live reporting. I will do a recap. Yes, it'll be great. I just love it there so much. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get to have some of our student bands play there in 2025.
That would be lovely.
That's on my Christmas wish list.
Yeah.
We've been able to experience that. We did it once in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that twice in 2025.
The ball is rolling. So
I feel it is. Yeah. I feel it is. So again, we're playing all Kingston bands today on the show, with the exception of a couple of songs. But we're about to play one of our campusy bands.
Yeah.
It was a good year for them.
It really was. Yeah. I mean, I we're going to be saying this every year from now on that this was the best year for campus bands, I hope.
I hope so too.
But yeah, what a year.
I'm also very proud of the crowds for coming. Mm-hmm. I think like that's what I've always said about this. It's one thing if all these bands are being created, so many five piece, a couple of seven piece bands,
yep.
but people are showing up for the shows. And as long as we can have that happening, it's just, we're going to keep winning here. And I'm looking forward to do some more live sessions. We are kind of, I don't know if we're behind, but I feel like we have some people up on deck that need to come in here.
The bands are popping up faster than we can keep up, which is a great thing to see.
Also, we're going to play some Wilderness. They're definitely on our list of some bands that really were impactful this year. We got some Codas coming up, and overall, not enough time to play all these Kingston bands. We also have Cam from Cassador coming in. We're going to play their brand new song as we get through the Indie Wake. Well, thank you, Hayden, by the way.
Oh, no problem at all. Always, anytime I'll drop
by
here.
Well, it's been one of those mornings where I've just been all over the place. But hopefully the listener is enjoying themselves. We're going to play some Blue from Rooftop Caravan to keep us going on the Indie Wake Up Call.
They're in front of me.
Don't worry.
Look at them. Fine. I know, but I'm away from my own friend.
The garden of England was burning all around me. There were boarded up buildings and the orchards all were empty. And I walked past the oak tree, and we spread our dog's ashes in the breeze.
Thank you. just to make it through the day. Try to crack a smile. Oh, it's been a while now. Like I'm not afraid to die, like I got all the time in the world in front of me. If I keep living this way, when I get to my last day, I'll be all alone, just another stone.
Hayden, thank you again for being here.
Like I said, anytime.
I don't know what I would have done this morning without your measured responses to me having, you know, a couple of emergencies here and there. But no one noticed, right?
No, not at all.
Thank you, Madison, for texting in. Also, thank you, Tiny Horse and Pat Murphy, for coming in to talk about the show at Stages. But I would be remiss if I didn't say, of course, there are other shows happening. We mentioned Oak Ridge Avenue is going to be at the Toucan the same night. But tonight at the Broom Factory, we've got pretty much like not just CFRC legends, but like Kingston throwback legends, Slaves of Spanky. They haven't been in town, just saying it. They haven't been in town playing a song in 8 years. And hey, I know you don't know who these guys are, and I was trying to like tell you some of the song names of the band, which we can't really play any of them on morning radio. But here's a story that goes back to Slaves of Spanky. Incredible live shows, never disappoint, but they were booked to play Skeleton Park Arts Fest a long time ago. And I don't think the people that booked them, I think they knew who they were, but they put them in an afternoon slot. And if you've ever been to Skeleton Park, you know who's there.
Yeah.
It's kids.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of their songs, like you can't really play to kids, but they do so much acrobatics and fun stuff. The kids went crazy. The kids loved Slaves of Spanky. They went nuts.
Nice.
So I think the guys came off the stage, were like, okay, those kids were amazing.
Yeah.
We're amazing. Let's make a kids album so that we can actually feel better about maybe some of the lyrics, nice, and some of the themes.
So if this ever happens again, we have something to play.
That's right.
Right.
And I think they also noticed that some of their friends, as they were getting into their early 30s, they were like, well, some of our friends have kids and they, right, want to bring them. So I do remember bringing my little family to the mansion in the afternoon one wintry day. Nice. And out come a band called Hey Kids. And it was sort of like a little like mini Slaves of Spanky, which I can play on the Indie Wake Up Call, just to get back to that. So if you're going tonight, you know what you're up for. And I've heard that they might actually throw out some of these bangers from the Hey Kids era, but if not, fine. The Slaves of Spanky catalog is amazing.
And let's read their Bandcamp here. Hey Kids are delivering fresh raps, fresh hot raps that kids and adults can rock out to on infinite repeat without throwing the CD out the car window.
I have the CD and I can confirm those were good times. And yeah, the kids, again, as much as they love Slaves of Spanky, this was a great pivot for some parents.
Phenomenal.
Although I did not check to see if the Broom Factory is doing its usual all ages, and some of our Broom Factory kids that we love and adore, hopefully they'll be at the front.
I hope so.
So yeah. Good. All right, we're going to play some Hey Kids. Also, I want to play some Almond Milk. He's got a show coming up January 3rd, also at the Broom. It's his album release night. Very excited. We called him. He called us from Montreal a couple weeks ago to give us some word on that, and we have the new single from him as well coming up. I want to play some Luella, and Kira has a new song that Madison brought our attention to. She's been a guest on the show, so maybe some of our younger people, let's give them a minute on the Indie Wake Up Call as we keep playing Kingston bands we love. And Cam from Cassador will be here in a few minutes. Let's get started with some Hey Kids. Have fun at Slaves of Spanky tonight, everybody.
So I eat a banana
and act like a monkey.
Cereal and toast, a glass of juice.
What kind?
Doesn't matter.
It helps me get loose.
I feel the best when my belly's got food in it.
Didn't eat breakfast.
Oh no, you didn't.
What's your favorite food? 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 What's your favorite food?
With so much food in my shopping cart, it's hard to decide just where to start. When lunchtime comes, I prefer a sandwich, peanut butter and jam, or cheese and ham. It's up to you, dudettes and dudes. Everybody's got favorite foods. Broccoli steamed with carrots is classic for parents, but most kids don't care for it.
What's your favorite food? 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 Favorite food, favorite food, favorite food, favorite food. Yo!
Yo. Dinner time.
If you wanna be a winner when it's dinner time, take the food off your plate and cook it in a rhyme. Like pizza slices and mashed potatoes, string beans, fried green tomatoes, avocados by the slice, put them on top of a bowl of rice. And I don't know what all the fuss is about, I'm just rapping while I'm juggling my Brussels sprouts.
What's your favorite food? 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 Favorite food.
I'm off. living through a curse, but you could set me free. Think the curse is gone, I'ma kiss you all night, stay up till the morning. Okay, first of all, no, I stayed in a bad place, but can I move it to yours? We'll watch sunsets together and drink beers on rooftops, just live in the moment. I know good days are coming, we'll just live in the moment. I know it's on your mind, let me take your mind off things for a while. Could I change your mind? Running out of stanzas, words, girl, please. Running out of time, trying to chase down cops, girl, police. Guess the pain's on mine, take it all for you, no, take it all for you.
Mm-hmm. first I didn't mind. The view is nice from way up high, but now I feel confined and so lonely I could die. Talking to the
here in the dark, hoping that you'll pick me up when I'm a little older.
right, so that was some Michael Zuzek, who was our artist in residence this semester.
Yeah, he did that live session with us.
He made an impression.
And yeah, he's really a lot of fun and a really thoughtful, cool guy.
Yeah, and trained, can I say that? Like, mm-hmm. There's a lot of skill in there.
Definitely.
And yeah, he was lovely to have. Live sessions, we just mentioned it, and we know we have some that are going to be released soon, but I have high hopes for them this semester. I think we were talking about it earlier. I'd like to get some more bands in here, and I know we will, but we'll get going in that in January, so stay tuned. Always check out cfrc.ca if you want to find out what we're up to. Obviously, the funding drive is still going on till December 31st. Thank you so much to everyone who supported us already. And if you've got some little Christmas gifting in mind, that's a great gift. Mm-hmm. A little bit for any music lover, band lover.
Keep the lights on, keep the airwaves going.
That's right. Thank you so much for all of our listeners and for people checking in on us this morning. Yeah, we're fine.
All right. Donations are well put to use on the wake-up call.
Yes, that's right. In the meantime, again, Black Dog Hospitality, thank you for sponsoring the show.
Absolutely.
So great to have that as well, so thank you. All right, we were playing some Kingston bands. We played some Michael Zuzek. We played some Luella. We played some Almond Milk. Almond Milk show is coming up on January the 3rd. But let's bring some more guitars out again. I love Pansalt. Mm-hmm. And I never got a chance to tell him this. I don't think I did. I love their merch. They're just their general t-shirt. It's a really good band shirt. So if you go and check out the merch table, it's a really good shirt. I love merch. I'm such a sucker for it. But they're just sort of stands out. Pound Salt, we're gonna play some Pound Salt. And I mean, do we consider Kings of Queens still local? I do.
Yeah.
I kind of hold on, right? Like a lot of bands, like if a member moves out of town, it happens all the time. Technically, one member of Cassidor doesn't live in Kingston, so I will defer to yes.
And you know times. What? We'll always just have the memories, you know what I mean?
Yes, we will. We absolutely will. So Kings of Queens are going to play something from them and the Empties as well. I don't see any shows coming up from them, but we're going to play some Empties. And we've got Cam from Castor coming. We're going to play their brand new song very shortly as the Indie Wake Up Call wraps up at 10 a.m. Between Friends will be up. And yeah, the music continues.
Sweet.
Thanks for coming in again. I know I keep saying thank you, but I think the show would have completely collapsed without you. But that's the energy I bring.
Yeah.
Most mornings.
Just hanging on to the edge.
Yeah. So thank you, listeners. It's always a pleasure to know that you're out there. All right. Coming up, we got Kings and Queens, Pound Salt, the Empties, and stick around. Cam's coming in soon.
Hope you don't stay bitter. I know the news is mad. Don't you know I'm eager to move on someday? I don't know. Are you growing now? You're withered like flowers in the winter. So stay home in peace. Didn't know I was a giver. Yeah, you took me for a sinner. So don't call me crazy, 'cause life is hazy. Take me in.
Queens. And I know I said I was going to play a bunch of other songs, but we're not doing that right now because we got two members of Cassador in the building. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Guys, you always show. You always show. Like, I got to tell you that sometimes bands don't show.
Oh, we never.
Perfect attendance.
If we say we're going to do it, we do it.
Cam has perfect attendance.
Very attendance.
Right.
Just one or two.
Okay. Yes. I forgot about that, Boris. It's fine.
I'm surprised you brought that up.
Jonas feels worse. Like, Jonas can't even look me in the eye anymore.
Oh, because he just doesn't show up.
He crosses the street when Cindy's nearby.
Yeah, like, he gets a... And I'm like, it's fine. It was, like, 2 years ago. It's totally fine. Anyway, so...
Never forget.
We're really so happy that you're... Up. Yeah, don't do that. It's fine. We're just so happy to have you here. And again, we haven't seen you guys since you so graciously let us come to the bathhouse.
Oh, yes. That was fun. Yeah, it was cool. We just recorded a new... Will eventually be a full-length album that you guys were there for at the studio. It was fun. We just released the first song off it.
I've got it ready.
Nice.
So when we were there, we didn't really know what to do.
It was like, just out of nowhere, like, let's pop by and see what Castor is up to.
And they're like, well, should we even be here? And you guys treated us so well. And so, thank you for making us feel comfortable because we didn't really know what to do. It was so sweet. So that one night we were there was one of how many nights or days that it's taken to do some recording for the new album?
Grand total, I'm going to say 15.
That's a good guess.
Probably about 15. We kind of do in spurts. We'll go in, we'll do like maybe 6 or 7 days, get a bunch done, then we'll kind of listen, come back, do one or two days, do some edits, and then take a break, go do 4 or 5 more kind of thing. So we do it in spurts. We didn't do like a full 15 all at once, but we take breaks and think about things, you know?
I imagine. So how much of it is written or you have things, little pieces of things before you go into the bathhouse?
We didn't do like a ton of prep. To be honest, a lot of it was like, we have a song mostly done. And then we're gonna be like, Steven, the drummer, was like, I didn't even heard them. So we just showed up and started playing. So there was a good amount of creation in the studio, I would say.
Yeah, there were a couple songs where Cam was like, all right, I'll see you guys in 14 hours. I'm going to go work on the lyrics for this.
Yeah, I didn't have lyrics written yet.
But maybe that's a different process than what you've done in the past. Or maybe you've prepared so much. Can I guess? Like you have moved around a different...
We've definitely done both before.
Yeah,
like even one of them. So we did like scratch. Actually, well, you were there for this. We did scratch vocals for one of the songs, mm-hmm. and then I like kind of practiced it, thought about it for a while, thought I was going to change some lyrics. Came back in, tried it for a few hours to get it, and it wasn't as good as the one I just did off the cuff.
Like, so not just, even close.
I don't know about that.
It was good, but it was a unanimous. The old one was better.
It just had a certain like. Almost uncertain attitude about it or something. It was like more laissez-faire perhaps than like I was trying too hard on the second one. So it just worked. I don't know. Sometimes it's almost better to underprepare in a way. Don't write that down in your notebooks, kids listening, but sometimes it is better to underprepare.
That's something we've heard before.
Yeah.
I think you can overthink so much and then it doesn't allow you to expand once it's happening, you know, like and listen to each other. Cause I love that, Boris. Like, and you guys seem to be pretty good with each other.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are moments, but it was really cool to watch you guys with each other. And as you're trying new things, like it was a real treat to be there for that. Now the new song, we're going to talk about Steven in a minute. Cause I hear him in this song.
Oh yeah.
I really hear him in this song and I love that. But to me, what I like is it is a Cassador song, but it plays to your evolution again. Mm-hmm. Like I feel this band is something that's always evolving, but there is that comfort zone where like, it's a Cassador song. But they're doing something new again. Is that a good representation of what you want even?
I think so. I mean, we always try to get better and evolve and kind of play into the things that we think are our strengths. So I feel like we're definitely, actively trying to do that. And I think it does come through in the song, yeah.
So producer-wise, what was happening there? We don't know anything about that stuff.
We did self-produce this whole album, I think, right? Rob came in for a bit to do some like a little bit of production, but pretty much like we did a lot of the writing with Brett again.
Okay.
Some actually this song with Justin Tessier too.
We love Justin. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome. So that was like us and then Brett and Justin. But in the studio it was basically us self-producing. And I guess Niles is sort of like the always in-house producer.
Mm-hmm.
He's always got to say.
What did you say to yourselves before you embarked on this next project? Did you want a sound? Did you want more tracking? Did you want more garage? Like, did you, what kind of,
I don't know if we really went in with like some buzzwords that we were aiming for, other than it was just like, we're just going to write songs that we like, that we feel that are us, that play to our strengths, and just something that we can kind of feel good about, and not, and make it for ourselves, and not make it because we think we want to put it on the radio, or we want it to fit this thing. It's just, we write songs that we like and that feel like us. And it's not for anyone else but us. Obviously, it's for the world now that it's out. But when we create it, we do it for us and however we think it's going to be best.
All right. So we've got this live show coming up in January. This is an album release?
It's not an album. Maybe actually, it'll be the next single.
Okay. So we get new songs, but the official next single is coming out.
We're basically going to be releasing songs for the next like 8 months.
Probably. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the next, we're kind of going back and forth on how we're going to do releasing. It's going to be like two EPs and then an album, which will then transform into like something else. But we have a bunch of songs that we'll be releasing over the next while. But the next one is January 24th at the Broom for a show and a single. Yeah.
Amazing. So Madison's not here, but I know she would want to ask, what's up with the music video that we were for?
We actually were talking about this last night.
I haven't seen it yet.
Is it together? Has it come together?
In theory, it has.
When was it filmed? When we were all, it was October?
Yeah, it was October. Yeah.
It was October, okay. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, that's going to be at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival.
Yes,
it's, you're one of the Slate Music Prize. Yeah. And we love that night so much. So very excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, what do you look for in a music video? Like, there's a little bit of drama in this one and a little bit of acting in this one.
I'm excited to see it. I have this whole flamethrower scene where like I'm jumping up and down and like there's a flamethrower coming out of like a leaf blower. And apparently there's VFX, so I want to see that because I go a little crazy in that scene.
Amazing. Well, it was a lot of fun and
I want to see that scene.
I don't know what's happening. It was great to be a part of that one too. So yeah, thanks for just keeping us in your little entourage. Like I feel that's so great. So in case you're just tuning in, it is Cassidor we have here in the studio. We're going to get you out because I think your parking situation is
horribly
suspect. But this new track is called Golden.
Yeah.
And like I said, I love that I hear Steven in there. I like you. It's not a risk, but I just like that you had that sort of three quarters of the way through the song. Is that called a breakdown?
I would say it's a breakdown.
It's a breakdown. Yeah. And that to me, like I really love that part of the song. It's something I'm really looking forward to seeing live. So just prepare.
That's a good part of live.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's very, very cool live.
Amazing. So just give us a little bit about the song and then we'll get you out of here.
Yeah. I think the song is about just how everything's kind of trying to be perfect and then it loses that sort of human sense and kind of chasing fame versus like chasing what you believe in and sort of commentary on that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Always a pleasure. Yeah. We'll see you in January.
All right. Awesome. All right. We'll see you then.
Thank you so much for coming in, you guys.
Later.
Caught up in give me something I can hold.
All right, that's Cassador's latest single, Golden. Thanks for coming in, you guys. Hopefully you didn't get towed.
Yeah, we'll hear about that
later. We're going to hear about that later. That would not be a Merry Christmas for them. Thank you again, Hayden. Have a great holiday.
Oh, yes, will do.
So you're back on the 3rd of January.
Yeah.
What's up for Alphabet Soup, the first one coming into the new year? Do you know?
The first one coming out in the new year? I don't know, but I do have a show coming up on Tuesday, Christmas special.
Okay.
And then after that, on New Year's Eve, I've got sort of a winter, enter the winter special. Because I was saying, like, you know, the music winter listening season doesn't really start till after Christmas.
Because, I feel that too.
You know, it's Christmas before Christmas and then it's winter.
And we're not settled yet. But yeah, I want to just sit in and hear some of these albums. And I'm looking forward to all the new releases. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that. Definitely get into that as we get going in 2025. But in the meantime, we've got Between Friends and I'm out of here. But you got to listen to the next two Indie Wake Up Calls because it's our wrapped up.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so good. And we'll let you know where you can get our playlist. It's Madison, Hayden, Rue, Cindy, and I think even Sophia is going to toss some songs in there. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be the best playlist of 2024. All right, we're out of here. See you around. Year. Okay, bye.
Hey, I'm Balzi, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Hi. Ain't gonna take none of you.